see Holby City, starring Sarah Jane Fox as Eddie, Corey Dillon as Michael, Bob Barrett as Sasha, and Lee Shawnee Jolly as Elizabeth.
There were some complications.
Josh might not be able to walk anymore.
Josh, look at me. It's okay.
Simone to Malik and Rick.
Things could go wrong. Promise me you'll let me go.
Prego Holdings.
Give me that.
Prego, as in your wife's maiden name.
If Hanson and the board find out you're responsible for a silicon embolism, then it is game over. I'm responsible. She's your patient, isn't she?
Have you ever heard the expression a bad workman always blames his tools?
Broken by Patrick Hammond. Eddie's watching Josh racing through the memorial garden in a wheelchair.
Oh, Josh, watch it!
You're gone.
Sorry, didn't see you there.
It's okay, I wasn't watching where I was going. So, how fast can you go in that thing?
Time?
27.35 seconds.
Not fast enough.
Well, a little bit faster, a little bit further every day. It's not right, remember?
It is to me.
Are you looking for a particular department? Mr. Spence. Michael Spence.
Yeah, I think he's in AAU today, which is ground floor.
Come on, see if we can set a new personal best.
Boys, why is it always a competition?
Diathermy? Careful. Just a little friendly encouragement.
Since when do I need encouragement? Friendly or otherwise?
Since you gave me cause to worry. Lulu Hutchison, a little bit of substandard surgery. Joke. SHA meeting tomorrow. We do not need any more mistakes.
There's not going to be any more mistakes.
Sasha's walking through AAU.
Oh, God! Oh. Sorry. I didn't see you there.
It's okay.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Mr. Spence.
Ah, yes. He's on Darwin Ward today, I think. Overseeing the creation of a new empire.
Darwin Ward.
Yeah, that's sixth floor, down the corridor.
By Josh's bed.
Ah, Mrs. Cahill, I was hoping to see you.
I was hoping to see my son.
Yes, quite. He doesn't appear to be here.
I noticed. Where is he?
I'm not sure, actually.
You're not sure?
Well, he was here when I came in. I mean, he can't have gone far.
Oh, he went out with the senior staff nurse, McKee.
Out? Out where?
Out.
Frida goes.
Well, if Josh is with Eddie, he won't get into any mischief.
I wouldn't be so sure. My son could turn knitting into an extreme sport.
Josh is about to wheel himself down a Victorian corridor.
Josh? Don't even think about it.
What?
This is a hospital corridor. It is not the straight at Silverstone.
Where's your sense of fun?
Oh, recovering. In a darkened room along with my spirit of adventure.
You had a big night. I bet you were right laughing on the tiles.
You're a bit wrong then.
Really? We should go sometime.
Go where?
For a drink. So it's breaking all kinds of rules and regulations, eh?
One or two.
Kind of like wheelchair drag racing?
Josh!
He races on, then nearly crashes into his mum and Sasha.
Are you all right?
Fine.
You don't look it. Where have you been?
Oh, we've been doing some extra physio. He's just overdone it a bit, that's all.
That's all?
Leave off, mum. It's not our fault.
Josh, let me see. You've hurt yourself.
I can't feel it anyway.
In Darwin's theatre.
You know, I had this teacher when I was in high school. But you can't remember high school, right, Sunil?
And we just concentrate on the job in hand.
Well, I am. Scalp. Anyway, this teacher, Mr. Snyder, he had this habit during exam time of walking around behind your desk, just breathing. And suddenly, wham! He'd slam his hand down on your desk just to see if you'd smudge your paper. He thought it built character.
All right. Fair enough, I get your point. I'm being irritating.
Ah, no. Snyder was irritating. You are borderline insulting.
Hmm. Did you ever smudge your paper?
Never.
Mr. Spence.
Ah, Miss Shaw, have you come to take a glimpse of the future?
There's a woman here to see you, Jenny Proctor.
We'll tell her I'm busy. Just have her call my secretary.
Well, she's been there, done that. She's determined.
All right, would you mind taking over for me?
Oh. Now out of his surgical scrubs, Michael finds Jenny in the corridor.
Mr. Spence, you probably don't remember me.
Jenny Proctor. Come on in. You are 27 years old. You've been suffering from breast hypoplasia. We performed a corrective augmentation surgery 3 months ago. What's up?
A couple of days ago, I started to feel like the left breast was different.
Different? How?
It's hard to explain.
Pain?
No, nothing like that.
Swelling?
Not really. It's the shape. When I wear the new bras that I bought for after the surgery, just looks...
Not as symmetrical?
And it feels... This might sound crazy, but it used to feel smooth.
No, it doesn't sound crazy. Any change is a concern and needs to be checked out.
I don't want to cause a fuss.
You're not. You've done exactly the right thing.
It's nothing serious, is it?
Well, if there is a problem, we will fix it.
Some extra physio? Is that what they're calling wheelchair drag racing these days?
Look, Josh had some catching up to do. He asked for help. So I am.
In your spare time?
When I have it. He's a good kid.
You're taking quite a shine to him, haven't you?
I am helping a patient who's decided to help himself.
And that's all there is to it?
You're worried that I'm getting too involved, right? That's funny. I hope you appreciate the irony here, Sasha.
Well, I'm not worried you're getting too involved.
Good.
Josh, on the other hand, it's just not unknown for a patient to become too dependent on their caregiver.
He's not too dependent. He's just...
What, grateful?
Lonely. He hardly sees any of his mates. His girlfriends, I don't know, elsewhere. But the closest thing to friends he has at the moment.
He has his mother. Or at least he should.
Yeah, and when he gains more confidence in his recovery and... in himself, then all of this will settle down.
Well, that might happen sooner rather than later.
Have you found a bed in a spinal unit?
Possibly. But there's only one spot, so it needs to be taken by today. Think you'll go for it?
Of course you will. Where is it?
Peterborough. You're kidding, right?
It was one of the jewels of Norman England.
It's the sphincter of modern Britain.
Some of my best friends are from Peterborough.
I rest my case. Come on, what's there that we could possibly have any interest in?
A spinal unit? With a bed?
This isn't under discussion, Josh. You need specialist care in a specialist hospital.
A week ago, you couldn't wait to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, a lot can change in a week.
Like what? Josh.
You can't make me go somewhere I don't want to go. End of.
Sasha looks at Eddie.
Can you give us a minute?
Sasha and Mrs. Cahill leave Josh's bedside while Eddie approaches him with a frown.
You that desperate to get rid of me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Didn't think I was cramping your style.
It's not about that, and you know it. Okay, you need specialist care, Josh. We can't provide that here.
I need friends.
We can't provide that either.
You don't mean that.
Yeah. I do. I have to. Look, you've done really well this week, but it's just the beginning. A spinal unit can offer you the specialist care and options that we couldn't even dream about here. So that was some stunt you pulled earlier. In the corridor. What were you thinking?
I wasn't. That was the point. For a moment, I felt like the old Josh. Not this piece of meat lying here. But That's your point, isn't it? Time to face up to who I am now. It's all right. You get your way. I'm out of here.
You know the one where Lauren has to decide whether to still move in with Mark? Because Lucy's just told her that she slept with Mark just a few days before. Anyway, Mark threw this huge pool party when... Mr. McBride?
Chantelle to Elizabeth.
One minute I'm talking to him, the next minute he's snoring. That's just rude.
Sure, it was nothing personal.
Maybe it's narcolepsy.
Or maybe he's just not that into the finer points of the Anyways Essex.
You watch it!
No, I don't. I might have been exposed to bits. Late night repeats that someone else keeps watching in the staff room. I've been doing a lot of double shifts recently.
Yeah, you can tell. You look like crap.
Thanks. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, you did. You are tired, stressed out, overworked, underpaid and underappreciated. With your mother now an inpatient, your entire life revolves around this hospital. You spend every waking minute in your workplace and it's not healthy.
You're not exactly helping.
What you need is a night out with me.
What I need is to finish updating these patient records, dispense the ward medication before performing a controlled drug stock check.
After which, we will put on our dancing shoes and hit the town.
Chantelle. I know you mean well,
maybe
but...
we can get some sparkly bits on our...
No way in hell.
I knew you watched it. May have been exposed to bits. You, me, clown, tonight.
Yeah, I need a bed for a plastics patient ASAP. I don't care. Find out. Now.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. That was quick.
Well, let's just say that I never smudged my paper under pressure either. So you... need a bed for a patient. Miss Proctor.
I think I got a problem.
Eddie wraps something on the counter of the nurse's station. Then Mrs. Cahill approaches as she moves away.
Hey. I know what you said to him, but it worked.
I just told it like it is.
I wanted to thank you.
For what?
For giving him hope.
He did it all by himself. I just helped him out of the bed into his wheelchair.
It's more than I've been able to do. He won't let me in.
Look, I know it's difficult, Kate, but I think you need to get more involved. And wherever he ends up, don't let him get too attached to the carers. Because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to you.
Eddie goes to Josh's bed, leaving Mrs. Cahill pondering her words.
I have got you a leaving present.
Are you taking the piss?
Well, not this. This.
A mirror. She prepares a catheter.
I know you think I'm a narcissist, but there's no need to be cruel about it.
Well, all teenage boys are narcissists. But this isn't about that.
What's it about?
This is about you. It's to remind you that whatever happens, however bad things might get, you're still you. You're still Josh. The very same, thoughtless, reckless, moody, ridiculously charming kid as you were before your accident.
Thanks.
And you're still a narcissist, so, you know, there's always that. Right, should we do this? I know... Wriggling.
I know the drill.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Josh. Josh Cahill.
Take it out.
Josh, I need to do this.
He's in that bed, but he's not seeing visitors
right
now.
Take the catheter out now.
Oi, excuse me.
You can't just come barging in here like that.
It's all right, actually. This is Nora. It's my girlfriend.
Is it tender here?
A little, yeah. I didn't notice that earlier. What is it?
Have you had an accident recently? Bumped into anything? A mishap? Maybe at the gym?
No. What's happening to me?
You're absolutely right to come and see us, Miss Proctor. Preliminary examination suggests that the affected breast has changed shape. There's also some implant visibility which is causing folds to the skin.
Sorry, I don't understand what any of that means.
It means that we need to get you to a scan, and then we can proceed.
Yes, but why has this happened?
I think there may be a leak in the implant.
A leak?
Or it's an infection. We really won't know until we get the results of the scan.
Whatever it is, I will fix it. I promise you.
We will fix it.
Excuse me.
Fanil and Michael leave Jenny's cubicle.
From now on, don't make her any promises and don't act as if it's your fault.
At Josh's bed.
So, the prodigal girlfriend returns.
From Japan.
Really? A bit tall for Japanese?
You'll get used to Mr. Levy's sense of humour eventually.
I was out there for the summer.
Studying?
Jumping.
Okay, what's that? Some sort of new teenage fad?
Nora's a junior long jump champion.
She's a professional athlete, like I... Anyway, that's how we met.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
You too.
They head off.
Nora.
Mrs. Cahill.
I thought you were still at training camp.
We are, but I wanted to get back. My coach agreed to continue training here.
Really?
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Mr. O'Brien, 250 milligrams ampicillin.
Nurse Tate, are you sure he's meant to have a suppository?
Of course not. Mr. McBride gets a suppository. I must have mixed something up.
It's okay. It's easily done when you're so tired. I'll just check it.
No, I'll check it.
Will you just let go for once? Let someone else pick up the slack. This is why you need some time out.
No, this is why we need to work in a quiet, professional manner. Look, I'm not going out for a drink later, okay? No dancing, no men, no sparkly jewellery. Mr. Griffin has asked me to do a double shift, and I've said yes. Then I'm going to visit my mother.
You're running yourself into the ground.
Maybe I like it that way.
Chantel looks concerned.
I should have come back sooner.
Hey, you're on the other side of the world. Other stuff to think about.
I should have... Why didn't you tell me exactly what was going on?
You're right to stay away. Train. Stay focused. You got Charles coming up.
None of that seems important now.
Nothing's more important.
She leans in closer and they share a slow and tender kiss.
Missed you.
Ditto. I'm in need of competition. Wanna play?
Sure. I know.
In her cubicle, Jenny's looking into a mirror.
Jenny?
I was wondering when I can get back to work. I told him it would be only in the morning.
Well, the scan should be back shortly.
And then I can go.
Yeah, hopefully.
I never thanked you. After the operation, I felt normal for the first time in my life. I never got the opportunity to thank you.
You didn't have to.
Scan's back.
Excuse me.
Scans on screen.
How does a rupture like that?
You know her.
No, come on, no way. There's no way a needle stick can do
Michael,
that. It's a mess
know
in there.
Damn well a needle stick can do that. Where are you going?
Where do you think? I'm going to order an MRI, find out what's going on in there.
MRI scan will only confirm what we already know.
So we should do what? Do nothing? Pretend it never happened?
I suggest we fix it. We go in there, remove the implant, replace it quickly, quietly, before anybody gets a whiff of what has happened.
We can't cover this up.
We have no choice. Our careers, your career is on the line here. We need a theater slot.
So I should say what?
Anything. Think of something. Lie.
All right, what have we got?
This is an upper chart, 17. Collapsed unconscious on the street, was brought in by an ambulance. Head injury.
Luna? Had a bit of a fall, have we?
Don't know. Don't remember.
Ah. Head CT and X-ray, please.
No, I don't want any scans. Just clean me up and I'll be on my way.
Well, we're definitely going to clean you up. The rest will remain up for discussion.
Mrs. Pritchard, is there any family you'd like us to contact?
No. No family.
Husband?
Shouldn't think so. He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Why? You didn't know him?
Well, you got me there. Right, I will just go and get you a suture kit.
Any chance you could turn that noise off? Sets my teeth on edge.
Will do.
Eddie steps into Josh's cubicle and finds him holding his games console.
He fell asleep. He's been working himself pretty hard the last few days. Can you turn the game off, please?
I don't understand. In high school, he was always like a god, you know? How can something like this happen to someone like him? I'm supposed to be training. I'll change my plans.
Nora? The last thing Josh needs right now is your pity. I mean, what he's going through, what he's facing, he needs honesty. Do you understand that?
I think so.
With a nod, Eddie steps out again. Nora rubs Josh's hand. At the nurse's station.
What are you doing?
Paperwork.
Yeah, my paperwork.
We're all equal, aren't we? We're all a team.
Some of us more equal than others.
Are you saying I'm not capable of sorting and filing patient histories?
No, of course not. I don't understand why you'd volunteer to do it.
Maybe you should ask yourself the same question.
I like to be kept busy.
Kept exhausted, more like. Look, I am going to help you do your work, like it or not. And when you've run out of jobs to invent, then we can discuss having some fun.
Whatever.
Nurse Tate, I've got a group of medical students coming in to observe a laparoscopic cholecystectomy at 1. Could you arrange for a chaperone to show them around the ward, please?
Certainly, Miss Griffin. I shall see to it personally.
Thank you.
Chantelle scowls at Rick. Jack.
You want me to bump a perfectly legitimate CT procedure for an unplanned plastics boob job who's walked in off the streets?
No, not off the street. This is a breast hyperplasia patient who's been on my sublist for weeks, who now needs the procedure brought forward for personal reasons that I'm not inclined to discuss.
Oh, well, fine, because I'm not inclined to agree.
Jack, do you know what hyperplasia is like? What these girls go through? Misshapen throughout their teens? Bullied because they only have one breast?
Yeah, spare me, Michael. I was bullied at school and I got over it.
Oh, that's a matter of perspective.
See ya.
Oh, come on. That was a joke. Look, I only need 1 hour. Sahira's case is infected. Mine is clean. It's best procedure.
Yes, it would be if your patient was on the list.
You are part of the plastics team, okay? We have a deal.
Deal.
All right, if nothing else, you get to put one over on Sahira.
Well, you should have said that from the start.
In the consultant's office.
Chantelle, if you've got a complaint about your working hours, you really should take it up with Sister Williams.
It's not me, Mr. Griffin. It's Elizabeth.
What about her?
The rota.
Look. Double shift overtime, double shift volunteer work in pediatrics, double shift.
Okay, so she's working a lot. What's your point?
She's exhausted, Mr. Griffin. Between that and visiting a mom.
I understand, but some people prefer to immerse themselves in work. It can be quite
she's
therapeutic.
She's not immersing herself. She's drowning.
You think she needs rest?
I think she needs a laugh. I can get her out. Only if she's got no other choice.
What do you want me to do?
Give her no other choice.
Jenny, good news. We're about to take you in theater in 15 minutes. What's going on?
I told you I have to go to work.
But we're about to take you into surgery.
You never said anything about surgery.
Okay, this is the last one, Una. You might feel a little tug.
Eddie's surprised.
Didn't feel that.
Feel what? What happened?
You fell asleep. Too much exercise.
Where's Nora?
She was here a minute ago.
Oh, that me done and dusted then?
Oh, it's not quite home time yet.
I see you've made a new friend. She's a nurse. She doesn't have to be my friend.
Oh, well. This is one of those happy moments when duty and taste collide, Una.
Hey, sleepyhead.
Hey, seen Nora?
I think she popped out. Maybe we should use the time to...
What do you think you're doing?
I'm helping you. It's past time. Nora's not here.
Let Eddie do it.
She's busy.
No, she might come back any minute. If you're talking about that leggy brunette, I don't think so. She wrote a note. She left it on the table.
Mrs. Cahill watches worriedly as Josh unfolds the piece of paper and reads. Then puts it down again.
She's gone.
Well, she did say something about having to go training.
No, she's broken up with me.
What? Why?
She didn't say. What did you do? What did you say?
Nothing.
You're lying. You must have done something. You must have said something. No, not her. This one. What? Florence Nightingale here. She had a word with your lass. And then she took off like the hounds of hell were at her heels. What have you done?
He sweeps the mirror Eddie gave him off the table.
We done?
The ultrasound has indicated an extracapsular rupture. It means that the implant has punctured and is leaking into the surrounding tissue.
And is it dangerous?
Not unless it spreads to lymph nodes or chest wall.
Is that likely? Do you think that's happening to me?
It's rare, but it's impossible to know without doing an MRI.
So why not do an MRI?
Well, because it's just as easy to fix in theater.
Easy for you, but impossible for me. I told you I took the morning off work, not 3 weeks, which is what surgery would mean, right?
Yeah. Well, okay, I will ring your work. I will tell them that you've had a complication from a previous surgery and that you need to be admitted immediately.
But that would be a lie.
Michael looks down uneasily.
Okay, the truth is, we know what's happened, but we're not sure why. But the most likely explanation is human error.
Human error?
My human error. And if that is the case, I am ready to pay whatever price is coming my way. But I also want to put any wrongs right, and I want to do it now. Before it starts to show.
Okay. I'll call work and lie, I guess.
Eddie's working at a desk in the AAU office when Sasha comes in, closes the door, then perches on a cabinet right behind her and folds his arms.
What were you thinking?
My patient needed protecting.
Your patient?
Well, Josh is still that until he goes to the spinal unit.
Eddie, you scared his girlfriend away. How on earth is that patient care?
I did no such thing. All I said was that Josh needed honesty, not pity.
The girl had just seen her boyfriend paralysed from the waist down. It would be inhuman of her not to feel pity.
I just told it like it is.
And you frightened her off?
You know, it is better for Josh and it is way better for Nora that she doesn't get trapped.
Trapped?
Yeah, into staying with him when she doesn't want to.
All right, you tell me. How can you possibly know, let alone judge, what that 18-year-old girl feels?
Forget about it. I acted in Josh's best interests.
No, you didn't. You acted as though you were his mother. Now, Josh's bed at the spinal unit becomes available in 48 hours. Maybe you should stay away from him till then. You have other patients, other responsibilities. See to them.
Elizabeth's taking some supplies from a shelf as Rick leaves the consultant's office.
Nurse Tate, could I have a word, please?
Of course, Mr. Griffin.
I've been looking at the theatre rotation, and I've decided to move some of my cases onto Mr. Malik's list for tomorrow.
Oh, that'll make for a nice quiet afternoon, then.
Indeed.
Plan on taking the rest of the day off?
Not me. You.
Excuse me?
I've had health and safety onto me, and HR, about your working hours. There is concern that not only you breaking your spirit by being here 24/7, but more importantly, you're breaking the European Working Time Directive.
Oh.
Mm, indeed.
Well, what about your medical students?
Oh, don't worry about that. It's all taken care of.
Fractured radius, looked after by our resident orthopod. One of the easier surgical disciplines to get into. You get my drift.
European Working Time Directive, huh?
Right, lovely. Uh-huh.
Just every day. Thought you'd move a few patients, huh? When exactly did you start thinking I was born yesterday, Mr. Griffin?
And we've had breakfast this morning.
It was worth a try.
Not really. If you don't get Chantal to stop meddling, you'll have a real lawsuit on your hands.
Eddie to Una.
Oh. I feel it this time.
This time?
Or does it hurt or not?
Yes.
Where?
Well, everywhere. On the scalp and then the back of the neck.
Have you had another fall recently?
No. Not that I can remember.
This is a lump of some sort. Feels like scar tissue. Look, Una, we really need to get those scans done just so we can be sure.
Okay. Turn that off!
Go to hell.
Josh, from the way things look, you're already halfway there.
Una, both of you, enough. What is wrong with you?
Let's see. I'm paralysed from the waist down. I'm moving to the arse end of the country. And my now ex-girlfriend has dumped me due to the interference of my so-called carer.
I was trying to protect you, not hurt you.
Yeah? Well, I need your protection like she needs another hole in her head.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
Let me help you.
You've already done far too much already.
Josh gets into his wheelchair.
You did the right thing.
What?
Well, she might have stayed with him for a while, but wouldn't have worked out. Two legs, good. No legs, bad.
You know what, Una? Josh was right. You can go to hell.
Jenny's wheeled to the doors of an operating theatre.
If this complication is human error, what happens to you?
Well, it depends.
On what?
To a large extent, you.
I believe you.
Michael.
Excuse me.
Yeah, what's up? She is.
Don't worry, we'll have you up here in no time.
Sahira.
What are you doing here?
Well, Theatre 2 is being deep cleaned, so I'm assuming that we're in Theatre 1. Oh, come on, you know we are.
I don't know any such thing. This is my theatre slot for my team and my patient. I booked this not more than 2 hours ago.
Jack.
Josh, stop! Stop!
Josh turns towards Eddie, then furiously pulls at the wheels of his chair, forcing her to step back to avoid him. She looks down at his angry expression.
Josh, this is all my fault.
I never told her I loved her.
What?
Nora. We talked all that time, and then I fell asleep. I never said it.
We didn't get a chance to.
I missed my chance.
Maybe not.
You told me nothing about this.
I wasn't aware I'd actually agreed to it.
That is not the impression you gave me. Jack.
Mr. Spencer's patient has been on his list for months and has suddenly become urgent.
What could possibly be urgent about a simple breast hyperplasia? No offense.
Look, Miss Proctor has some very personal reasons for us to perform this procedure immediately. Look, it's 1 hour to change her life.
Let me make this easier for you. Why don't we take care of your debridement so you don't have to hang around while we're in the theater? And on top of that, Mr. Spence can put his amazing plastic surgery skills to use by doing a skin graft for your patient.
Yeah, sure, fine. Great. Deal?
Well, I don't have much of a choice.
Great. Let's go.
Jenny, I'm very sorry about that.
Can I speak with you? Alone.
Frieda finds Una sitting at the bottom of some stairs.
Mrs. Pritchard?
Yes?
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, dear. Thank you. How?
I need help over here!
Elizabeth yawns as she enters the staff room.
Bottoms up!
It's okay. It's only apple juice. I think.
What are you doing?
If Mohammed won't go to the mountain...
Don't you ever stop. How many hints? More than hints. I haven't just poured water on this idea of going out. I've unleashed the Nile on it. You ask me, I say no. You ask again, I say no. You do my work, I say no. You go to my boss, and what do I say? No. You're indescribable. You're like the Energizer Bunny of Dim. You break rules, you're giddy, unpredictable, unreliable, and you never ever listen. And I treat you like dirt. Why do you keep coming back? Why do you keep trying?
Because you look like you could use a friend.
Elizabeth chuckles, then breaks down.
Oh, don't start, you'll get me going. My mascara.
Okay. You win. Let's go out. I would love to go out.
Brilliant. Right. Go home, have a shower, get changed, and meet me back here, okay?
Okay.
Oh. And dress like you mean it.
It was responsive but sluggish. So she just collapsed.
Yeah, as if somebody just turned the lights off.
The results of her x-ray come back, yeah?
What x-ray?
Where's Eddie?
And where's Josh? I'm supposed to talk to the specialist nurse at Peterborough to confirm the bed.
Great.
Josh and Eddie are outside a sports centre.
Thatcher, he's fine. I'm fine. Josh just has something he needs to do and then I will bring him straight back. No, I can't tell you that. I'm sorry. Well, you just have to trust me, OK?
Sent out a search party, have they?
Not quite yet. You ready then?
No. No one's that ever stopped me.
I want you to tell me exactly what's going on.
We're about to perform a surgery. That
don't do that.
Do what?
Pretend that you don't know what I'm talking about. Why is my surgeon lying about me to his colleagues and his boss?
Miss Naylor is not technically Michael's boss or mine.
If you prefer, okay, one more time. I'm leaving here and I'm going straight to Miss Naylor.
It's just politics.
I understand that, but why am I in the middle of it? Especially when he said his career was in my hands.
He said that to you?
He said it was highly likely that this rupture was his error and that the consequences to him were largely my decision. One minute he lays complete trust in me, and the next...
Michael is a good man. Now, whatever lies he may or may not be telling you, I assure you he's telling you them for the right reasons.
Michael returns a worried look from beyond the theatre's observation room.
Okay, tell him that I understand.
We need to move on. Will you trust me to make the calls as I see them?
She nods, then Sunil gets off her gurney and she begins to slide her feet back under her covers. In the sports centre, Eddie catches up with Josh as he stops to look around.
You okay?
Look. Watch.
Three runners pass by on an enormous racing track that surrounds athletics equipment. In theatre,
is she okay? So what'd she say to you?
What did you say to her about mistakes?
What are you talking about?
You told her it was likely to be human error. Your fault?
But
Sunil steps closer.
If you want to commit career suicide, fine, but you are not taking me down with you. We do not admit to errors. We don't doubt each other, ever. Finish.
All right, fine, yeah, whatever. We just need to get this done.
No, not we. She said she doesn't want you in on this.
What?
What did you expect? You gave up the moment you said it was human error. Now, this may not be your fault, but the next one will be. It's in your head. Hold out your hand.
What?
Hold out your hand.
Michael presents it reluctantly. It's trembling a little.
I'm sorry, Mikey. You just smudged your paper.
Josh watches as Nora performs a long jump. Eddie's sitting beside him with a smile.
Josh.
Mrs. Tate?
Simone's wheeled into Keller.
What are you doing here?
I don't know.
Let's have a look at your obsy. See what's going on.
Where's Elizabeth? Where's my baby girl?
She's not here. She finished a shift.
Not here. She's never here.
She's been working so hard. We were going to go out.
As Simone's gurney is pulled through some doors, Chantelle takes her mobile from her pocket and hovers her thumb over Elizabeth's name, looking uncertain.
I had some things I wanted to say to you. Besides, I couldn't just let you walk off, could I? Not without a fight, anyway.
Never saw anything you couldn't turn into a fight. I'm sorry.
Me too.
I don't feel very well.
I'm just dealing with your exo right now.
No, I mean it. There's something wrong.
I'll be with you in 1 second, nurse.
Frida sees a bullet in Una's skull x-ray.
You gotta be kidding me.
How did it get there?
Does it matter?
I suppose not. But still. Well, I suppose you better get someone for neurosurgery.
No kidding.
Mrs. Pritchard, we need to have a little chat about your x-ray.
It hurt. I didn't like it.
Not quite. That's probably because... Mrs. Pritchard, are you aware that you have a bullet in your head?
A bullet?
Yes. Any idea, like, you know, maybe where it came from?
I don't remember. I mean, does it matter?
You have a subdural hematoma, which was caused by the fall you had earlier, impacting on the older injury, this bullet. It's a dangerous, life-threatening injury, Mrs. Pritchard, which has caused your headaches and your nausea. And maybe some mood swings.
I want her number. I want Nurse McKee's mobile number.
I can't.
You can, or I call the police.
It's so easy, I suppose. It's just the hundreds of gnarly critters I've had on the board. I guess I just landed on the wrong bit.
Nora's crying.
So, what happens now?
I don't know.
Josh.
I'll be all right. I'm gonna be all right.
You said there was something you wanted to tell me?
I'm going away. I wanted to say goodbye.
She nods silently, then looks away. Michael's sitting at his desk, holding his hand up in front of him, then puts it down when Sahira enters.
All that fuss to nick a theatre slot and you're not even in there. Is this how plastics is going to work? Sunil in theatre while you're out here filing your nails. Nice.
She storms out. Then Michael considers for a moment, a hint of a smile on his lips. Standing purposefully, he goes too. Josh wheels himself out of the sports center, looking emotional.
Josh? Josh?
Can we go home? Can we go back to the hospital, please? Away from here. Now.
He's leaking urine.
Josh, I'm so sorry.
Just get me out of here.
Sunil removes Jenny's implant. Then Michael enters.
Mike, what are you doing?
Observing. What have you found?
Well, I've only just taken it out. Give me a chance.
Okay. Well, this was surgical error. The rupture would be here, along the suture line. Silicone from the implant is still cohesive. It's coming out in one go.
Well, that's great. I can put the new implant in and she can go home as good as new.
Yeah, see? The tear is here. It's higher up. This is only recently ruptured. Silicone hasn't spread at all.
You're all right, my friend.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Sunil ponders the implant before placing it into a steel bowl. Now Michael looks thoughtful while Sunil finishes scrubbing out.
Mike, I'm sorry that I doubted you.
Hey, where's the implant?
What?
The faulty implant. It needs to be analyzed.
I gave it to the third nurse. She would have thrown it away by now.
You did what?
It didn't occur to me.
You don't think it needs to be investigated?
Let's just keep our mind on the SHA meeting tomorrow.
Sunil, it was faulty.
Then it's one in a million. It's an embarrassment we cannot afford right now, so let's just shut it down, keep a united front, and keep our eyes on the prize, okay?
Outdoors.
Josh! Josh! What did you do? What did you do?
I'm sorry. Leave off. Leave off, Mum.
I want to help you.
You can't. None of you can.
What have you done?
You want to see Nora, okay? You want to say goodbye.
Why? Where's he going?
With the spinal unit in Peterborough.
Not anymore.
We lost the bed while you were gone.
Eddie looks thrown. Now Josh enters the gents' toilets, grabs some hand towels from a counter, and begins to wipe at his damp shorts. Losing his temper, he looks at his reflection in a full-length mirror, then throws his mobile at it. Elizabeth looking happy and relaxed in a bright striped dress.
Hey! Ta-da! What do you think? Do I mean it? What's wrong?
Elizabeth, you're here. Good. We don't really know what happened. All we know is that there was a sudden deterioration. You didn't know. Your mother.
She's here.
She's been sent over from psych.
Well, when does she get down here? Why didn't someone tell me?
Rick shows her through to the ward. Eddie.
A bullet.
At least 20 years old. Maybe more.
How did it get there?
It's not sure.
Well, she can't remember.
Neurosurgeon thinks it affected the occipital nerve.
Oh. So she's not an evil old cow then?
No. Just a sick patient.
Looking preoccupied, she sighs heavily.
If your relationship with Josh is a problem going forward, I need to know.
I don't have a relationship with Josh. I was just trying to help him.
You're emotionally involved, Ellie. Okay, you're too close. And it's affecting you. It's affecting your patients and possibly your career. Kate Cahill was about to call the police. And she's still talking about making a formal complaint. Now, you know, I can smooth things over. But I need to know that you can be objective.
She's developed an abscess here in the pelvis. That's post-operative. We can drain it as soon as her theatre becomes free.
You're worried. Why aren't you telling me?
She was very dehydrated when she came in. I'm not sure why. Let's wait for the tests. I'll chase them up. Meanwhile, she'll need plenty of fluids.
Chantel watches guiltily as Elizabeth approaches Simone's bed and strokes her forehead. Her mum looks annoyed.
Don't make a fuss. I know you don't really want to be here. Go.
Of course I want to be here.
Not according to her.
Mum, don't be silly. Chantel didn't even know you were here.
You think I imagined it? She was here when I came in. If you want to go out, just go.
I'm sorry. You knew she was here and you didn't tell me.
I wanted to, but I didn't know how serious it was, and I didn't want to worry you when we were going to go and...
How can you possibly think I would want to go dancing when she's here?
Josh is sitting in the garden when Eddie approaches.
Hey. I needed some space.
Josh, I know you want to hate me.
I don't hate you. How could I hate you? I want to say thank you.
For what?
Thank you for showing me what I needed to see.
But you didn't tell Nora what you wanted to.
I did. I didn't know what I needed to say till I got there.
He showed her the mirror she got him.
I made you something. It's actually more appropriate this way, because I'm broken. But I'm still here.
She smiles.
Need to get back.
Hey. How's it going?
Early days. I've been waiting to see you.
Really?
Of course. Your career in my hands, right?
So, has Mr. Botti been in to see you?
Yeah, he popped by and said everything went well and the cause remains unclear and tests are ongoing. So I take that to mean you passed with flying colors?
Well, Mr. Botti performed the procedure, of course.
Really? Why?
I thought you told him you didn't want me in theater.
I didn't say that. I asked him to tell you that I understood.
Huh. Well, I probably just misheard.
So do we know what the problem was?
Not yet, but I'm getting closer all the time. What's up, Sunil?
Hey.
Why'd you lie to me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you told me that Jenny didn't want me in theater.
Melanie stopped.
I remember she was a complex reconstruction. She had a CT problem.
Yeah, we fixed that. We fitted her with a pacemaker, and then you did her boobs. This is her CT. That's silicone coming out of her implants.
Where is she?
She's here. She has chest pains and an irregular heartbeat. We thought it was complications due to the pacemaker, but no. No, we now know that the wires are covered in silicone gel.
In a corridor.
Josh. You all right?
I'm fine, really. Didn't mean to worry anyone. Sorry, Mum.
You don't have anything to apologize.
It's not Eddie's fault, Mum.
Yeah, it is. Can I have a word, please?
Sasha stays with Josh while Eddie leads Mrs. Cahill a few meters away.
It's
all right. I'm not going to make a complaint.
No, Kate, it's not all right. I had no right to take Josh out without consulting you. I had no right to say to Nora what I did. I compromised myself and my patients today, and that is unforgivable.
No, it's human.
Well, it won't happen again.
Eddie walks off, leaving Mrs. Cahill to ponder her words.
We'll have a theatre slot ready in 5 minutes, but it's very much touch and go.
Hey, I'm doing this one.
Not without me?
It does not need two of us. I want to make sure I get all the silicone gel away without damaging the wires.
We've got to go.
This is my call.
Oh, I'm coming too.
In theatre, Sunil removes the implant.
Silicone spread all over the surrounding tissues and the chest wall.
Sats are dropping.
Swab.
The bloods have come back. The white cell count is up, of course. That'll be the infection. But she's in renal failure. I'm sorry, it's not. We'll just have to hope that with plenty of fluids and with the drain in, that we'll be able to reverse it.
Chantel reaches for Elizabeth's arm.
Get off. Go away.
Cut.
She's gone into VF7.
Plastic squares are placed on Melanie's chest.
Shocking at 150. Clear.
All eyes are on the heart monitor.
She's back. How quickly can you get that second implant out?
I'll do this one.
We need to hurry.
Michael to Sunil.
We're a team, remember?
Sunil looks unnerved by Michael's unblinking stare.